is BCB 106.6 FM.
From the heart of Bradford, this is BCB 106.6.
Welcome to our sustainability show with Bradford Citizens and BCB Radio on 106.6 FM. Today we'll be talking about the issues of sustainability and how we can tackle the problems. So, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Sam from Manuel College, I'm 13, and I'll be taking the lead on today's show.
My name is Jackson, I'm 14 years old and I go to Manuel College.
My name is Zoya, I go to St John's and I'm 10 years old.
My name is Matthew, I go to St John's and I'm 11.
So that's our team. So, who are we? Bradford Citizens is an alliance of schools and trusts working to give Bradford a brighter future. We work with other alliances from Citizens UK to develop our country. Our school's eco-councils are looking for ways to develop our hometowns in a more sustainable way, to make our world a better place. The importance of young people's thoughts and beliefs is overlooked. It's our future and we want change. Listen in to the impacts and solutions of how we can change our lives. On today's show, we are going to talk about the issues that we face as a country and in Bradford, and as young people, and we are going to talk about how we can tackle those issues to make Bradford a better place. So we'll start with a bit of music. So this is Happy by Pharrell Williams. Bradford Citizens Show on sustainability with BCB Radio on 106.6 FM. So on today's show, we're going to be talking about sustainability. So what is sustainability?
I think that sustainability is just being able to use things such as renewable sources of energy, and just to being able to look after this planet that we live on, and instead of trying to ruin it with the things such as deforestation or using non-renewable sources like coal, fossil fuels.
I think another thing well with sustainability is making sure that our needs are, you know, kept up with, but also not compromising the needs of the future generations. So, what do you do to be more sustainable?
We can turn off lights, recycle food waste, and we can also install solar panels at school or other places.
And why do you think sustainability is so important, like, in this day and age?
Because animals are losing their homes.
And what other environmental issues do we face today?
I think some issues that we face now is people not wanting to care. People just feel like we can do what we want to this planet. We might not exist before this Earth blows up, for example. But I just think people don't really care about it, so they'll just do what they want just for their own benefits.
I think another thing we need to think about is not many people in today's society think, well, it won't affect me, and they're not thinking about the future generations that will face the problems that we cause. I think another thing is with cycling and walking is using more public transport and making public transport more accessible. Because as much as it still pollutes, it pollutes a lot less if we all travel together.
And an example of this, in Luxembourg, they have a thing where they make sure that all public transport is free to use, and that lets everyone use it, which is a lot more sustainable for the planet.
That's a good idea. I think another issue we face in today's society is recycling, because we notice when we walk around the streets that recycling bins are there, but they're maybe not as accessible as we hope they are, or they're not as advertising to use, because we just look and we just think, well, no, we'll just use a normal bin, because what difference does it make to us, when actually all the little things add up and it makes a huge impact. Very shortly, we will be talking about how we can solve the issues that we face in today's world and how we can give the world a brighter future. Our sustainability programme with BCB Radio on 106.6 FM and Bradford Citizens. So today's show is about sustainability, and we're now going to look into some of the problems that we face. So what stops us from being sustainable?
Some people can find it hard to access ways to be more sustainable.
I think another thing as well is when you come to sustainability sources like solar panels and wind turbines, it's very expensive for your average household to afford to implement them into their societies. So why do we all think that some people don't act sustainably or are responsible with what they are doing?
Because, for example, like petrol stations, people who own it, they only care about the money and the financial profit that they gain from it. So therefore they won't act responsible with the planet and just only care about wanting to live their life to the fullest by doing whatever it takes to go out to be the richest that they can be.
Yeah, I think money's a big drive for companies when they're making so much profit and they're still using the easy option. And it ends up contributing to the issues that we face today with global warming. Any other ideas?
some people don't think that much about being sustainable or responsible of what they're doing.
And how would you try and convince somebody to act more sustainable in their day-to-day lives?
Also, like, if you were to contribute now to helping the planet, then it makes it easy for the younger generations to do it, rather than leaving all that pressure onto them so they can do it.
I think some of the issues to do with global warming and sustainability also can affect our day-to-day lives, with health issues and pollution. You know, especially people with health problems like asthma can face a lot of troubles when it comes to pollution, and that's why the clean air zones are a very big impact here in Bradford. I think we should all try and really explain to our peers, you know, what the impact will be for the future and what the impacts are to people now living in today's age. I think many people think that it impacts people in future years, but actually what we know is that it impacts people today. So, what do we think the biggest environmental problem we face is?
I think that the biggest problem that we face is so far is just how the Earth is warming, the sea levels are rising, the temperatures are going up. And a recent news article had just shown that flowers are literally blooming in Antarctica, which is one of the biggest concerns, especially due to Antarctica being one of the coldest places to ever exist. And so that flowers are literally blooming there, it's very, very threatening for our society, and it could definitely become much worse in the future, especially with the way that we are currently living.
I also think to do with Antarctica and the Arctic, habitats have been destroyed, species are going to extinct, and like coral reefs are being destroyed all around the world. So I think not only are we affecting our lives, we're affecting the other species that we share this planet with.
If we don't stop doing, like, if we don't recycle, then it can also pollute the planet by no one picking anything up from the ground and just leaving it there, so littering.
So after Linger by the Cranberries, we are going to discuss the solutions and what we can do to make our future better.
Tuned into Bradford. This is BCB 106.6 FM.
To our sustainability programme with BCB Radio on 106.6 FM and Bradford Citizens. So, before the song, we talked a lot about the problems, but now we need to look at the solutions. So, what can we do to be more sustainable in everyday life?
I think what we need to do is to make sure, like, solar panels, for example, using renewable energy sources, if we can use that a lot more often, then it 100% helps with the environment and not having to use fossil fuels, because they're already destroying our planet severely as it is. So if we are able to be more sustainable with what we use in day-to-day life, then it makes it a much more a bigger relief that we have on our shoulders as a planet.
Do we have any other ideas maybe to do with recycling?
We can also recycle, so then there's less pollution, and it will also help getting more energy that we can save for the planet.
Some really good ideas there, and I think, you know, obviously we as citizens of this country can do a lot, but what do we think our government could do to help support our ideas and be more sustainable?
They can educate more people at school about how to be, like, more sustainable and how to recycle more.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think maybe more mandatory rules in schools to do with recycling and sustainability, because it may not affect us now to do with the planet, but it will affect the generations to come. And along with schools, how can they be more sustainable? What can they implement to make the world a better place?
They could install solar panels so they save energy.
Yeah, I think solar panels is a good one as well, and maybe for products to do with food, more local resourcing instead of getting them brought in from wider places around the country, because transport is obviously pollution, and if you need a lot of it for supplies, maybe local resources help out your local community, but they also help out the planet as well. So, do we have any more information on solar panels? Maybe some quick facts for the listeners.
The solar panels we've had fitted in our school said about £6,000 a year, which is around 50,100 glue sticks. Or 2,650 school dinners.
I think that's a very big one. I think recycling as well is a good one, and, you know, saves resources and saves money for schools as well, and obviously saves the planet. And I think another thing is maybe more school transport, you know, better ways to and from school, because maybe people are walking, but maybe it's too far, or maybe, school buses to try get people to schools in a more communal way. And I think we need to encourage those who can to walk to school, as much as it may not be the best thing. It saves our planet and saves the future. And do you think we need to raise more awareness of sustainability in Bradford?
I think we need to definitely raise more awareness of it, especially in schools, because if we spend more awareness to the younger generations, it's so important to do it to them, because if we do it now, then it teaches them the issues of what's going on and what we need, what we can do to solve these problems, which is definitely a huge issue, because if we don't teach our younger generation these issues of sustainability, then it's definitely going to impact our planet a lot more.
And how can we raise more awareness? Any ideas?
Post with your school accounts, or just even posting it about yourself, or telling your friends or your family, or just trying your best to do what you can physically do to help it, because the more you do about it, the bigger impact you're going to have on helping this planet.
I think more awareness is a very good idea, because as much as we can change the world just by ourselves, if we work together as a team, we can, have a bigger impact on our planet. So this is our sustainability show with Bradford Citizens and BCB Radio on 106.6 FM. So thank you all for listening. This has been our sustainability programme with Bradford Citizens and BCB Radio on 106.6 FM. So thank you everybody for taking part in today's show. This was Sam here hosting it today, and thank you. And we have a big shout out to all our teachers here today, especially Mr. Kennedy for helping organise this.
My name is Jackson, and I just want to say on the regards for Sam, Ryan, Taylor.
My name is Ryan. Thank you to whoever's actually watching this. Oh, and hello people at my school, which is everyone at St. John's Primary School.
My name is Beth, and I'd like to thank Mr. Knight for organising this.
So thank you for listening. Now I'm going to leave you with a good song by Michael Jackson.